From the KBUT News Satellite Studio in Mount Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Friday, November 6th. Events in Gunnison County are now limited to 25 people indoors and 50 people outdoors following a surge of infections of the novel coronavirus locally and a record number of hospitalizations around the state. Gunnison County Health and Human Services Director Joni Reynolds spoke on KBUT's Morning Edition. She said that roughly half the recent infections were from people traveling outside the county, and that the other half were the result of close contacts in social settings and shared living spaces. She urged the public to limit their interactions with other people, especially in close proximity and indoors.
Yeah, I think COVID fatigue is real. I think 2020, I said yesterday, it was a Herculean event to get this far in 2020. It's been a challenge for everybody, really across the globe and certainly throughout our valley. It's been a challenging year. But I want to say we've got some time to go and we've got some work we still have to do. And the virus doesn't care if we're tired or we're not tired. Actually, the virus will take advantage of that. And the virus only spreads through people. The virus can be spread on contact surfaces, but that risk is significantly lower than the risk of spreading it from person to person. And so we have the ability as a community, as individuals, to make a difference there.
To hear the entire interview with Gunnison County Health and Human Services Director Joni Reynolds, head on over to kbut.org. COVID-19 is hitting new records for infections and hospitalizations in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis says 894 people are now hospitalized with the virus. The number has risen sharply in recent weeks and tops the record of 888 reached in mid-April. The governor is urging people to significantly limit interactions outside their home and reconsider Thanksgiving plans.
This is an intervention. Cancel your social plans the next few weeks. Avoid interacting with others. Wear a mask. Keep your distance. Let's get through this.
At least 18 counties in Colorado have moved to the second highest level of severity on the state dial, one step away from renewed stay-at-home orders. The state epidemiologist expects the number of deaths to rise with so many people sick in the hospital with COVID-19. Summit County is moving to safer at home level orange today at 5 p.m. as coronavirus cases have continued to rise. The county had a positivity rate of 14.3%, higher than the permitted rate for level orange. So county officials will enact a 10 p.m. curfew. Elizabeth Lawrence, a county commissioner, announced the change in a Facebook Live video. She warned that further restrictions could impact ski season.
I'm worried about that. Our winter economy is on the line, and it's really up to us to put it back on track and make sure it can happen.
Retail restaurants and businesses will be limited to 25% capacity in Summit County. The county is one step away from a stay-at-home order. There are 5 days left to apply for Colorado's first-ever redistricting commission, and officials hoping a lot more people and a great diversity of people throw their names in. Megan Verlee has more.
Voters agreed in 2018 to change how Colorado redraws its congressional and state legislative districts every 10 years after the census. They took the job away from state lawmakers and gave the power to two new bipartisan commissions split between Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated members. The hope was to have a pool of more than 1,000 applicants to choose from. But so far, only around 350 people have applied for the congressional panel, and even fewer for the state legislative one. Those applicants are mostly white, older, and male. The deadline to apply for the redistricting commission is November 10th. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. A Christmas tree from Colorado will soon be glowing outside the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg watched Thursday afternoon as the 55-foot-tall spruce was cut down outside Montrose.
A small but enthusiastic crowd celebrated as the tree was hoisted into the air in a remote section of the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests. Harvey Gray, who owns a local logging company, was one of the two men who cut it down. He described it as an honor for him and for Colorado.
Especially seeing how things have really been, to say the least, unusual and not good. And so this is kind of a bright spot in our state for this year.
The tree will tour Colorado next week before heading to Washington. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.